Okay, so tell us about Happy Heart Hunt. I've been sharing this on the show. We've been having some callers who are doing it. It's a great way to, you know, while you're outside on a scavenger hunt, you see some beautiful hearts, you feel a little uplifted.
One of my friends on Facebook just covered their screen door in hearts. There's probably 60 hearts on there. They just put theirs up. So this is really catching fire.
Yes, absolutely. So it was started with the idea that, you know, people can get outside, they can, you know, get some fresh air while social distancing, you know, to not necessarily think that just because they want you to stay at home that you shouldn't be outside and enjoying the fresh air.
And Kelly, you are one of the originators of this Happy Heart Hunt. How many of you started it in the Beloit, Milton area of Wisconsin, and how much has it grown?
So there's a total of 15 admins, and one of them is actually in Minnesota, but the rest of us are all in the Wisconsin area.
Nice.
And we've got over 193,000 members, and that grew astronomically within days.
Because we're all looking for something to uplift us and something for, especially if you have kids stuck at home while you're doing the homeschooling, a great art project. So it's a win-win.
It absolutely is. And we, Leslie had actually really gotten it started, and she had put on there, we were going to do this one week and this one week and this another week to kind of spread it out. However, it really turned into a lot of people really loving hearts and things. I myself, I've got butterflies and flowers in my window. My kids cut some grass and made clouds in the bottom window. We've got people who are making all sorts of things for people to see, and it's really quite amazing.
That's wonderful. So if someone is hearing, all right, Happy Heart Hunt, how do I participate either as a heart poster or a heart hunter? How does it work?
Yeah.
Okay, so our whole concept is to do some sort of craft at home and post it in your windows, on your mailbox, in your yard, somewhere that people can see some sort of display, right?
Okay.
Otherwise, if you're walking, like, on the sidewalk, people have chalked their walks. So what
chalked
that means is they take chalk with them, and as they're walking, they maybe leave a message on the sidewalk or maybe in a park that they passed by, on a big rock or in a driveway, to just share the message of, you know, hope and love and that we're all in this together.
I love that. And then you are on Facebook. I was invited. Can people just join the private group just by clicking on Happy Heart Hunt?
They can, and then usually it asks you a question, like if you're going to follow the rules.
you got to vet these people.
We actually have 3.7 million posts, so as people are wondering why we're not approving or why we're declining, it's a lot for 15 people to handle, and we're doing a great job, and we're all people who actually don't know each other. There's probably three people who do. It's Leslie and her daughters. Otherwise, none of us know each other personally that run this group. And we've got 99 different countries that have contributed to this group all over the world.
See, this is why social media was invented. Not so you could yell at your uncle in Indiana about who they voted for. It is for reasons this, and we love this. You're creating a community at a time when it is so much needed. And thank you for being a part of that and sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kelly. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.